Hello and welcome to Relationship Goals Question Mark. I am Daniel Zakum.
And I am Amber Zakum.
And I hope you are all doing fantastic.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Yeah. I don't wish anyone, you know,
bad. Not doing good, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know.
Welcome to another week in the life.
Welcome to Summertime Shy, baby.
Oh my Lanta. Danny had somebody that is his employee text him that, and I just find
I found it funny,
I would never text my boss, no, Summertime Shy Baby. It's very inappropriate.
Yeah, not the most appropriate thing, but I was okay with it. It happens.
It doesn't.
Not with your employees.
I do have an intern, and her name is Katie, and she will be helping a lot with our podcast. So
very exciting.
I did have task her to listen to some episodes, so she may or may not listen to this. But welcome to the House Social team.
Welcome. What else do we got going on?
We just had Emma in town. And I love anytime I get to spend with Emma, and I'm going to be talking about her on today's episode. So shout out to one of our favorite friends.
One of the original Patreons.
The original Patreon.
The original Patreon.
And so. We are, I don't know, just coming off of a long, busy weekend. And we have a couple weeks before, we have 1 week before our life gets absolutely insane until August. So we have to get super, super organized so that we're not missing any weeks with you guys.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be bopping around, I feel like, after this week for the foreseeable future. So getting episodes out and content's gonna be something, but we're gonna do it.
And we are doing a special episode in the next few weeks for Pride, so I'm
excited about that. I'm not gonna reveal anything else.
I'm super excited about it, and I'm super excited to give you guys
episode. Yeah.
And obviously, with that, we're going to take all of our Patreon money for the month of June and donate it to an LGBTQ cause.
Amazing.
And if anyone has a suggestion, please feel free to send it over. Otherwise, I'll just do some research, and that's what we'll do.
Fantastic. Great cause.
Great cause. We don't have one yet, but it will
be. Yeah, it will be. Yeah. So, where are we going with today's episode?
Today's episode is going to be us kind of explaining why we've had so many episodes where we sound like we hate each other.
And I know it's been brought up a couple times. People think we don't like each other anymore. So, we're going to talk about that and kind of where we're at and why it happens, I guess.
Let me just start out by saying relationships are hard.
They're really hard. And I wrote, like, one of the first things I wrote in my notes was, if anyone has an easy relationship, like, good for you. Like, hats off. Touche. Like,
I just don't believe it.
No.
And also, recently, some people we know got divorced. And the first thing I said was, I knew it. They were too in love.
Like, I don't know. I don't know anyone that has the easiest relationship in the world. And we're going to talk about, you know, relationships on TV and in the movies and how those are portrayed versus a real life relationship and the work that goes in and how that's not portrayed.
My dad said to me that him and his wife never fought.
There's no way.
They're getting divorced.
There's no way.
But regardless, like, obviously, even if it is true, like, how'd that work out for you?
One thing we've always said is that couples that are in love, they fight. Fighting is a normal thing. It's part of a relationship. And I'm not saying that's necessarily always the hard part of a relationship, but I mean, it's obviously a big part of it. So
sharing your life with someone is hard.
When you go from doing everything on your own and then having someone just always start to be around and you start to see their habits and what they have going on, that's a big fucking change.
And we started this young, so we don't even have decades of experience of being single. I can't imagine right now that I would be willing, if like you and I weren't together, I would be willing to do things someone else's way.
No, and I mean, life is hard enough as it is now with with jobs and the state of the world and just everything going on, we were lucky that we were young and going through it. And the worst thing we had going was, oh shit, we have to go to class. It's college. Like, oh no. Yeah, things are a lot different. We're a lot older. Things are not what they used to be.
Well, and I just feel like there's no examples of couples that have arguments that go on and on and on throughout their relationship and that we see someone continuously working on them. I feel like in TV shows, they make you think a couple will get through a hard time, and once they get through it, that's it.
They're never, like, once it's the end of the movie, it's the end of the TV show.
Even if it's not, even if it's even if the couple's together for seasons and seasons and seasons on a TV show, it doesn't matter. They never, like, revisit old fights. And, like, I get it. That probably wouldn't be very good TV. However,
it's not realistic.
It's not realistic. And, like, no one tells you that.
No. And if you're basing a relationship or what you think a relationship is based on TV, then you're going to be sadly misguided.
I mean, okay, everybody, like, gets that. But I just think, like, it's not something anyone talks about. And it's not something that anyone prepares you for when you're making a lifetime commitment with someone.
No, there's a million decisions, I guess, that go into when you take that next step and you get into a committed relationship. And I think part the fights and all of that and having to deal with that all the time is something that no one thinks about.
I mean, they might think about it, but they don't say it.
No one told me, let me tell you.
And we are going through a hard time. We mention it, I feel like, in episodes. We haven't really, like, delved into it. But I just feel like, well, we've been told by several people that know us, oh, you guys, you know.
You guys seem happy. You guys seem really chipper on the old podcast episodes. So, yeah, we are going through another stage, I feel like, of our relationship and trying to, you know, turn the corner into the next chapter of where we're at. And something I wrote down is just we've gone through a lot of stages in our relationship. We've been together for 10 years and not one of them was necessarily easy. We've had to put in a lot of work and we've gone through a lot of hardships and they continue to come up. It's not like they go away. They don't.
Well, and that's the thing, like, there's, you know, new fights arise or conflict or whatever you want to call it, but old fights continue. The things that bother you in the first minute of your relationship are going to bother you until, from what I can gather, the day you die.
Those things, yeah, those arguments, those blow-up fights about core issues when you are young in a relationship.
You don't have to be young.
Not young. I'm just saying young in the sense of the relationship. Early in the relationship. Those main issues keep coming up. And they turn into maybe different issues, but the core is always going to be the same.
Circling back to just talking about the fact that this isn't something that I have examples of in my life to kind of turn to, I feel like my mom and dad, they got divorced when I was like 9 or 10. And so I don't have a lot of like memories of them fighting and resolving a fight. And like my mom and stepdad, they fought, but I don't know that I ever saw the resolution of it. And I don't know if they fought about the same things over and over. I'm sure they did. But I mean, you have always said your parents.
I never remember my parents getting into one argument. And I never remember my dad raising his voice at my mom. He raised his voice at us sometimes, but I never remember them specifically having an argument. And I know they went through things together, but it was never in front of any of us, me or my sisters.
Which is why you're terrible at having disagreements. Ooh. And you always think it's like, you don't want to talk about things.
No, and I want to just move on to the next things. And I know that's not how you work through a relationship and grow. Like you have to talk about those issues and work through them and find a common ground and a solution.
I feel like I just have no adult examples of what the continued work of a relationship looks like.
No, definitely not. From, like,
the inside.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't know where I would go for that, I guess.
And even on our inspiration episode, I feel like I just brought up couples that I like the happy parts of. I don't know anything about their, like, intimate, like, problems.
Yeah, that episode we're obviously focusing on the positive parts of those relationships, and obviously there's two sides to a relationship. And I just have to assume every couple fights. No, yes.
I mean, absolutely, they definitely do. And obviously the ones that are together for a long time have a way of dealing with it, but I don't talk about it enough, I guess, with enough people, or I don't know.
This got brought up. I don't remember why we were watching something with the Dubrows on it from The Real Housewives, but a question got brought up to them, like, which episode or which season was the hardest for them to film? And there was one season where they put, like, a montage together where they literally fought the entire season to the point where they thought they weren't going to make it. And, like, I thought that was one of the first times maybe they've shown, like, how real all of that stuff and how they've had to work through it, and, like, they were reflecting on it at this point. But
that's a good example.
Yeah.
Terry and Heather are only example of,
yeah, they're definitely
being in a bad place and getting through it.
Relationship goals for there for sure.
I don't know if it's because we've been together for 10 years or if it's because we don't spend time with a lot of other couples, but things have just been off with us for months.
Yeah, we've been just in a funk, and
it's not getting better.
No, it's not. And we talk through, you know, the issues a lot, and there's a lot of reflection. But I know I'm not putting enough work up on my end to fix, you know, those issues. And we don't have a lot of, like, couple friends that we talk to here, not in Chicago. We love our friends here, but they are a lot of single people.
Well, and, you know, it's like, who do we ask? Who do we talk to? Is it time for couples therapy? What do we need to do? Like, we're at that point where, like, we have to have changes.
Because, I mean, the first 10 years of our relationship going through some of these issues, we were able to move past them on our own and work on them, but
some of them are still coming up today. So yeah. Have we really?
No, and that's the issue. These maybe issues that were smaller a few years ago are rearing their heads and becoming much bigger issues and stuff maybe we don't necessarily know how to tackle together.
So why don't you, from your end, briefly summarize what we're fighting about?
We're in two different spots right now. Amber is putting in a lot of work to get to the next stage in just our lives and our relationship. And I'm kind of stuck in between two spots right now where I know where I want to be, but I feel like I'm making a lot of decisions and acting a lot younger and a lot more immature than I should be. And I'm kind of stuck in between acting my age and a grown-up and acting like a child. I don't know.
Well, and
one way to put it.
I think from my end, I rag on you so much. And, you know, even during fights, you tell me this, that it's like so much of me just nagging you about things. And, you know, obviously during it, I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, I'm sick of nagging you too. I don't want to do this. I want you to do the things that I ask you to do. But I can totally understand from your side how it becomes white noise at some point, and how, you know, it's just never gonna, you're not, at some point you're not even list, not you, but just like people in general get to the point of not being able to listen when you're constantly being bitched at. And I feel like I'm having kind of an out of body experience because I just can't stop. And like, I don't want to be this person either.
No, and I mean, I'm not doing things that, you know, help the situation. We have lots of conversations about this, you know, about how I need to be home more. I need to be with our dogs more. There's more responsibilities than, you know, going out with my friends. And it's about finding balance with all of that. And I have definitely not had any balance, especially the last month or so. And I don't know, I've been all over the place a bit, and I definitely just need to reel it in and you focus on, you know, the stuff I reflect on and put action to what that is. And I can be the first person to say that I have not been doing that. And obviously there's been a lot of friction because of that. So
I also feel a portion of this is due to the pandemic. We all feel like we lost 2 years of our lives. And so a lot of things are being sped up because we, you know, we might have been on the same track or been on this track 2 years ago, but then losing out on all of this time for the other things in our lives that we want just set everybody back. You know, like I still sometimes feel like I'm 29 and not about to be 32.
God, and I'm so old, I feel like. And yeah, we've just had to speed up a lot of things because we did have to spend, I mean, 2 years pretty much inside, and that was hard. I think that was hard on a lot of couples, and a lot of couples didn't make it, and it shows, I mean, how strong we can be when we're on the same page. But yeah, we're reading, I tell her all the time, we're reading the same book, but it's just very different chapters. Like,
you tell me that?
I feel like I tell you that. Told you. No, I feel like I told you that. No?
I came up with that saying.
I'm crazy. See, I'm fucking crazy.
He is literally a
batshit crazy. Apparently,
that is not acceptable.
Highway robbery on that.
We literally
one.
Have a fucking episode called "Same Book, Different Pages."
Yeah,
and I came up with that fucking saying. I'm mad.
She's mad.
I'm taking it all back. Fuck. I'm going to keep ragging on
fuck
you.
Fuck it. Keep ragging on me. God damn it.
And I don't want to hear one fucking comment about the way I say rag. From anybody.
I wasn't even going to bring it up today.
I mean the listeners.
Yeah. I wasn't even going to say anything about it today. So.
Well, I will say I have moments, and I want to say this in a way that makes people feel like if you also have these thoughts that you're not alone, and it doesn't mean what you like necessarily what you think it means. But there's moments, and it's a lot more often lately, that I think like, I don't know if I can do this.
And I mean, there you always have when you're fighting and it's not fun and life's not peachy, there's always a feeling in the back of your mind that can come up like, what is the grass like on the other side if I weren't with this person, or if I wasn't living this life? Like, what would it be, and would I be happier? And that's a tough thing to think about, and we've been obviously feeling that on both sides, and it's a tough pill to swallow. But you know, I know that we want to work it out, and I don't want to have those thoughts, but yeah, they've been coming up more so than I would like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it means that we're going to get divorced. I don't think that it means that our relationship is over, but we're going through something really hard, and I think it's very normal to question whether this is the right path.
Yeah, you don't want to go through life and look back 10 years from now and think like, shit, like I stayed in something too long and I shouldn't have, and I should have gotten out of it. But there's the other side of the coin on that, like, oh, I should have stuck around with it, and look at where this person is, or I know what I need to do and where I need to be, and I want to take those steps.
I also just think that it's hard to articulate because it's just something, again, that we have no examples of, and we just don't talk about that often. But I also think that our age plays a factor in the fact that if we want to have kids, if I want to have kids, like I have a very narrow window for that being in my early 30s. And so that's a factor in, you know, not again, we're not saying anything about like we're breaking up, nothing like that. However, if our relationship doesn't work out in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, and we don't have kids yet, that could mean for me that I don't ever get to have kids.
Right. And we're at a place where some of those glaring issues, like when we were in our early 20s that didn't matter so much. They just matter a lot more now, and there's a lot bigger decisions going on now in our early 30s than there were when we were 24. Like, we figured the shit out that we wanted when we were 24, and we knew where we were at then, and we've always had a kind of a loose path of what we've wanted, but that path now is just becoming a bit murky. So,
well, and kids and age just are such a unique factor in figuring out if a relationship is working or not, because there is a timeline on it. Everything else in life can come at any age. Marriage, moving, business, you know, school, whatever you want. You know, you have the time and you can do it at any age, but there is a window for kids. And so that just is an unpleasant element that puts pressure on a relationship, even if both people want the same things.
Yeah, and you can be on the same page for a very long time, and then when that timeline starts to become a reality, chaos, I feel like, can start coming out of nowhere, and it's been popping up a lot for us, I feel like, lately. Life's been chaotic.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a defeatist mindset. I always think, how can we keep doing this? How can this possibly work? And then things are, you know, good, and I'm like, okay. Like, obviously, everything's fine. Obviously, I want to work things out. Obviously, like, I don't want to ever be with anyone but Danny. He is literally who I feel at home with. And it's just, it's a lot of emotions, and it's a lot of thoughts, and it's a lot of, like, working through all of that in your own mind and also with your partner.
And, lately it's just been a lot of highs and lows, just, like, all the time. And when that's, I know I always talk about, like, in business, when that happens, like, you get burnt out. Like, Amber and I are just maybe feeling a little bit burnt out with each other. But that happens, and I know people work through that, and you find you get reinvigorated with things, and I know we want that too. So,
and I did get to spend time with, like I said, our friend Emma this weekend, and it made me feel completely less alone in this situation I'm going through with Danny. I forget, because we don't have, like we said, a lot of close friends that live here that are in relationships. I don't have, like, none of my girlfriends here are in long-term relationships. And to hear her just talk about the normal things that, you know, go on in her relationships and then be the exact same things that I'm going through, it makes it feel so much less earth-shattering. It makes it feel like, real. Okay, yeah. So this isn't unique to me and Danny. This is just a thing that couples go through. And I just feel like it really helped me put things back in perspective and know that it's okay.
And that's really nice. And I feel like I want to talk with I have a lot of guy friends, I guess, that now are married, and I don't talk to them about this kind of stuff. And I wonder if they're dealing with some of that stuff. I'm sure they are. And I'm sure, I know they're dealing with their own things, but that would be interesting to hear that. Because, I mean, I feel like do guys talk about that stuff a lot?
They should.
I know, like, usually when I'm hanging out with them, that stuff's not getting brought up. But who knows? Maybe a different conversation than normal.
I also think, like, because we don't have a lot of close friends here in Chicago that are in long-term relationships, it just becomes something you don't talk about with your friends that aren't in the same city, because you don't see them that often. And, like, who wants to sit there and bitch about their relationship, or even just, like, I don't know, talk about the, like, negative? It's not even negative. You know, it's just like you want to talk about the fun stuff and, like, all the exciting things happening in your life.
Like, Amber and I don't want to be those people with a bunch of our, like, single friends just bitching about how shitty a relationship is when all these people want is to be in a relationship. Like, we don't want to be those people.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying at all. I'm talking about our friends that don't live here who are in long-term relationships. And maybe you should listen when I talk. I'm going to murder him.
She might. It might just be I don't even know.
We're just going to keep going because I'm not going back to tell you what I said. We're going to
have to change the title. Yeah. So.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It'll be Till Death Do Us Part. I also know that we reveal a lot on this podcast and we've been skirting around the issues we've been having by just mentioning that we haven't been on the same page. And I felt like it was time that we just talked about it, and maybe talking about it will allow us to go back to having some fun on this podcast because it has been
heavy
and serious, and we have been avoiding talking about all of this with you guys, and maybe that was the wrong move.
And we don't want to avoid talking about, you know, things with you, and I know we've been off the last few episodes, so we want to obviously continue to have episodes that are fun and light, so maybe one more real heavy one, put our issues on the table. I want to work through these things and get on a better spot so we can move on.
But it's also you saying so we can move on.
And move on in the sense of just move on to a happier place.
That's why I stopped you.
Yeah.
Because there is no moving on. This is our life. Yeah. It's always going to be issue after issue after issue because that is the whole thing that they lie to you about relationships. It's you're never going to just get through something and things are good. Like, it's all of it at the same time. It's all the happy moments and all the shitty moments are always happening at the same time. And, like, there's variations in how happy and how shitty. But, like, that is life in itself. Like, you don't get through one thing to have, like, eventually. It's like, I just got to get through this week and then the rest of my, you know, month will be really less busy. And it's like, that doesn't fucking happen.
People do say that all the time. It's like, if I just get through like Tuesday, like the rest of the week's going to be better. And it's like, it's the same thing every single day.
We say it with our finances constantly. We're like,
we do.
We just have a few more big things we got to get through. And then we can save all this money. And guess what?
We never fucking do. It's always the next
thing. There's always some other thing.
Something always pops up. There's always the next plan that comes up, the next trip. Someone needs something.
Something's broken. We owe something. There's this, there's that.
Yeah.
So that is the same as a relationship. You are going to have all of the happiest, most wonderful moments, and you're going to have all of the worst, shittiest moments. And sometimes they happen separately, and sometimes they happen at the exact same time. But it's never going to be like get through one bad thing and then everything's fine. Like, that is not how it is.
It's not like you get through one bad thing, you put in a little work, and it's like, oh, I don't have to do anything anymore. Like, I'm through that one bad thing. Like, life's good. Like, life and relationships are all about continuous, consistent work.
I want to work on things with you, and I want to go through all the seasons of life with you, but sometimes I worry that it's too hard. But then I get perspective, and I know that it's worth it.
And, yeah, I want it to work through the easy and hard things with you and get back on a good spot with you. And I know it's a very tall task, but it's something that I'm up for, and I want to just show you that I'm putting the effort in, so.
And we really fucking hope this is the last time we have to talk about this particular low of our life.
Yeah, because sick of the low.
This low has been going on for like 2+ months, and I am so bored of it.
Yeah, so sick of it. We're so sick of the same fights. It's the same thing. We know what we both need to work on, I feel like, and It's time to start doing it, so.
Well, the problem is, it's stuff that has to be continued for the rest of our lives.
Ah, yeah. Or we're going to be back doing this in a month, so.
And it's going to be called Divorce Goals? Question mark.
Ah, our new podcast. Fun. Our spinoff.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're kidding.
I'm kidding.
We kid.
I kid, yeah.
I
also, you know, just want to thank you guys all for still listening to the bullshit.
Yeah, listening to the bullshit, putting up with us.
You guys didn't like the pet episode.
Oh, no, the pet episode.
They didn't like it.
It's okay. Hopefully you like pets more than you like the episode.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Also, we have had some fun activity on the Patreon page lately. If you love our podcast, I would suggest joining our Patreon for just $5 a month, you can get a 1 to 2 bonus episodes every single month.
Lately, it's been 2, let me tell you.
And you get episodes 2 days early. If you want to pay $10 a month, you also get gifts twice a year, stickers, mugs, t-shirts.
All the good stuff.
Merch. You know? Yeah, and this is a great month to join because our June proceeds go to a charity, which we'll talk about on our Pride episode. Yep. We'll have done our research, but this is a great month to join if you want your money to go to something great. Maybe it'll be one of those like fuck you charities to some loser conservative.
Fuck you, loser.
Oh, we should definitely make the donation in somebody that sucks name.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And if you don't follow us on social media, make sure to check out all of our pages at Relationship Goals QM on Instagram, Relationship Goals ? On Facebook. And I think that's it.
There you go. And I guess with that, cheers to working through your issues and knowing that it's okay to have issues and work on them. Talk about them. Don't let them linger.
This was weird.
Weird. And have a good day.
Have a good fucking day.